Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First of all, could I get your name and your positions, please?
Sure. My name is Deanne van Rooyen. I'm a geologist with Cape Breton University, and that's in Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Yes, and I'm David Corrigan. I'm a geologist for the Geological Survey of Canada, and I'm based in Ottawa.
So what is the purpose to your trip to Nain?
We're working with the Geological Survey of Canada for a program called GEM, and it's called Geoscience for Energy and Minerals. And we're going to have a big project here next year in the summer. And this year we're looking at some of the rocks in the area, and we're meeting with community members, we're meeting with people to find out good places to go and map, and then good places to go find minerals that are of interest to the community. So we're looking for things like resources. It might be gold, or it might be diamonds, or nickel, like in Voisey's Bay. And then we will produce geological maps. And part of the reason I'm here, too, is because I do academic research. So I look at things like how old are the mountains, and how long it took to make them, and where did they come from? So that's some of what we do.
Okay, and so you said you were here back in April. Was it for the same thing?
Yes, it was for a bit of scouting and meeting people from the Nunatsiavut government, the Land Development Office. The program started about 8 years ago, specifically to evaluate resources in the north. So we have projects from Yukon all the way to Labrador here, and in the high Arctic as well. We had just finished a project in the north of Quebec around Kudjuak, Schefferville, and the George River area. And so we did that the last 2 years. Next year, we plan to start in Labrador here as a continuation of that project. So it was very important for us before we start a project like that to meet people from the communities, to see, to inform them on the nature of this project, and to ask questions. So there's a lot of time to see if there's any worries about what the kind of work we do. We explain what we do, and if it has impact on the fauna or animals or anything like that. That's why I was here essentially in April and here now as well to continue this discussion.
Okay, so did you meet with the public already?
We did. We had a meeting last night, actually, in the boardroom down at the government office. And we had some people who came. Some were interested in prospecting and had done some prospecting themselves. And we were there for asking questions. And we also sort of gave contact information so that it's going to be an ongoing. So we have Jessica Roche here with us, and she works specifically for the program in community liaison and outreach and discussion. So if anybody ever has questions, they have her information, and they can say, just email or phone and say, hey, I have a question about something. And she will also be providing all the material that we publish from here. So every year after a project, everybody writes a report and says, this is what we did, this is what we found, this is what we're planning to do. So all of that information is public, and it's freely available to everyone. And the idea is that everybody has the same information. So the community has the same information as a mining company who might be interested. And if everybody has that information available, they can use it to make decisions to decide, is this something we're interested in? Is this something that we want to talk about? So all that information becomes public. And one of Jessica's roles is to then make sure that every time a report comes out, she sends it right to the government, and that'll be available.
So how did the turnout go for the meeting last night?
It was really, really good. And we had a very attentive audience with that. And what we like is if they ask questions at the end. So we did have questions, and we're very happy to answer the questions. And from the feedback we got, people are very happy with the project. They were welcoming us to the area, hope to continue this collaboration. One thing very interesting we do is that, we try to hire students as much as possible from communities where we work. And we've had very good success in the past with that, with hiring local people local kids that have decided to become geologists themselves, and continue maybe a college degree or something like that. And these are, whenever a mining company or exploration company comes in a region, they would be ready to work for them. And it's a very interesting work opportunity. It's out on the land and so on. So it's quite interesting to be able to make a living up north with your skills and so on. So so that turned out really well for that.
So you already had a youth worker or from here?
We haven't had one here, no. But in past, because we haven't worked here
yet. Okay.
But then next year when we're here for 2 months or so, maybe someone for a month and another person for another month. And it's great for students who sometimes may not know what they want to do after school. They've just graduated and they're thinking about options. And so we did that last year in Kujawak, and later this year we'll be going to Schefferville, and we'll have an assistant from Kawawagachimagach, the Naskapi community there. So it's a chance for students to see what actually happens, because you think, oh, what's a geologist? What do they do? And if you work with them all summer, you realize what the opportunities are and what kind of work, and then you can make a good decision about whether you even like it. So we'll definitely be doing that next year here. So probably starting in November or December, we'll send out a notice to the schools or to the community organizations saying, hey, is anybody interested? And then you get a salary from the government for the summer and the experience, and you get to work in the community. So we'll start looking probably December, November is when the applications come in.
So what happens next? Like, when you gather all the information, and like, do you come back for another meeting or?
Yes, at the end of projects or on an ongoing basis, we do come back and present the results of what we found. So in some provinces, like in Quebec, there's a big mining and development and economic symposium every year in April. So everybody who's been working there comes to town in April. The community comes for presentations, and then you see the results of whatever happened the last year. Because when we go home now, then there's a lot of work that gets done in laboratories and so on. And then next year we come back and give out the results. And everything as they get published, it goes on the internet immediately. And that's freely available. So in October or so, you'll see things called reports on activities. And that's everybody's report of what they did this year. And then we'll keep doing that. And at the end of the project, then there's the sort of final presentation, final results. And then people can ask questions. And then after that, it's completely up to the community to decide how they want to use that. Because then the government is done, and then it's your decision what happens after.
Okay. So is there anything else you would like to add, either you?
Yes, well, we're very impressed by our meetings with the community here. It's a vibrant, very nice nice community, and so we're looking forward very much to start a project here. So it should be a lot of fun.
And I have to say that yesterday we went out to the old quarry at 10 Mile Beach, and I think that is probably the most beautiful rock I've ever seen. I've been in a lot of places, and it's a really, really special area for rocks. They're very, very interesting, and they're absolutely beautiful. So I can't wait to see more of the area and become more familiar with it.
Yeah, so you went to the 10 Mile Bay Quarry.
Yes.
Are you going to the other quarries, like the Ixiaq one and...
We hope so, yes. We would very much like to. It's a little bit more difficult to go to Voisey's because it's such an active mining area. But we're also working with people from the Newfoundland Survey, so the Newfoundland government, and because they're involved there as well, we might be able to visit. Mm-hmm. We really want to go inland more and work along the coast a little bit.
I'd like to thank both or three of you for coming into the studio today and giving our audience this information.
Well, thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure being in town. I can't wait to come back next year.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to speak with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Arlene apigiyuk sibulipami ukhagayak kisi atinni ammalu sunaritiu mangatsi ahaguk atiga dian van ruin uyagani khiniyattiuvunga Cape-Britain-Nimungutlunga, Daegani, Sydney, Nova Scotia-mi. Angiyuk David Corrigan-Nivunga, Uyagani Hini Khatao-Khattagivunga, Takuninga Khausa, Lugillu, Canada-mi, Atuwa-mi, Nunakavunga. Arlene Apigiyuk, Summattamaunga, Nainiliasimammangannik. Tiang Kiyuk, Suleakavuut, Uyagani Himikkukalasluta, Canada-mi, Daeyat Takua, Jem, Sullu Uyagatsani Hinitsluta, Ang iyumik sulayakalakot yari kay yumi auyami ammalo tafani yari mi hiniyabo uyagani tamani nunagiyatsini ammalo katihati halawgibo nunagiyatsini katihati halsluta inunnik ammalo pisugalasluta takugalasluta lu sunanik piuyuni uyagani sulu nunagiyatsini hiniyaga soagaloagatta sulu imaituwalan ni immaka gold taimenninik uffalu nikaldisajanik sullu teikanet siivet suomi taimailluta ujaran hinigasuavugut taimaimattamaanivugut ammalu hauisalluta sunagalatuinnanik sullu hanu pituhammangata sullu hakkani ammalu hanu akuniutigiyumi teikaniisimammangata taimaagalak arlin apigiyuk uhakkaugavit apariliulautumi tema pigalalaugi vese taviti angayuk kati khati khalau kot nunat sevu kar mangata sulya khattinginnik pichutigillu nunak sulya khaffingit ammalu pigia silau kho attani yari usi malittuni satchugeyami tema mat sulya khalau kho yokhannimi labradori mot ammalu avani avittu simayuni pijagi tutaina lau kho sulya gyatini satchugeyami khopakkemi ammalu kuchwa shafravelmi ammalu kangitwal chami temai mat temak makhoni yarini sulya khalikhut temai map pigaswagal wakhut labadorimi tamat suminga sulya giyattini pimmagittu mat uvattinut sullo sulya khati kha luta ammalukati khati gilluit inui nunagiyatsini khawi makhuluit tat suminga sulya giyattini apit sutit sakhappata khanuingitu khanuk pikhatta mangata sulyattini ukauti gaswa khatta tawut sunatwin na nik sullo atwini khasung mga umayunut sunagalan nilo temay matamani law ko aprilu law tumi temak pigala gaswa bugut arlin apigiyuk kati khati khasimam mga nunagayat tini tawati kiyuyuk ipasa unnusa kati khati khalaw ko kati mafingani teikani nunat sevo kar mga tasulay kafingani ammalu inuit tamani law tuit khanu pigala mga ta ukauti sawillo ammalo apit suti khalau miuit khautit siga soa khatta sugillo teimai mat tanna tamani khatau miuk Jessica Rush tanna sulia kha khatau ta kuninga nuliuni ki khatit tiu khatta tamit ammalo kinatwinna sunama ismalo te khappat apit suti sa khappalo nit tanna khagitau tiu uffalo khala fiusuk funikut apit suti sa khautsi sunani sulia khamangata temai matta kuninga suliyagi yattini yaritama khanupim mangata khawdit siga swa khatta khugut khawi sautini temai mat pannai guti khaga swa bugut khawi sautini khawdit si khatta ne agatta temagalak temai matta kunangat khawi sautini nunagi yatsini khawdit siga swa khatta khugut pichutigillugu uyaganni animmut kinatuinna khawi mappat takuninga ukhalau tilinnik pigumat lagalwakut ukhalauti khalluta tan khawi sauti khawi titsi khattane amma Jessica Opsuliaga yanganik khawi sammat agi khatta tanga takununga kavamanut atwinnaulit tiluit arlin apigiyuk unuttuni ayu khalauka ipasa katine agatse unnu sami taviti ukhayuk piuyu lautuk unuttogalai khai lautut apit suudit sakhappata uvattenik apit suugala lautuit khuveasulaukkugut nani tini ukhalauti khaneerilluta khuveasulauttui taakkuninga suliagiyattinik uvattini maligalallutik ammaluguuk imaapigasuagalua khattakhugut suullu ilinniaunmi suliakhagumayuni nunagiyatsini tigusi khattagivugut suliakhaligatta taanna piuyuu khattatuk suliakhattikhagiaq inuusuttunik arlin apigiyuk ukhalluni inuusuttumi suliakhattikhalimmangaata tamaani taaviti maangaungituk taavatua yari khayumi tamani ga sawagat tamakhuni takhin imma kha takhiyalami teimai mat piyu khattatu ilinnya unik hauti sega sawagat tagat ta khanu pigalam mangata ilinnya mi piyagittu mata teima pilak hut yari khayumi pigas luta november uffalu december mi khawi sautinik atsigala yesi maligatta ilinnya vinnut uffalu nunagiyatsini arlin apiyu khanu kingulimi pilalim mangata taaviti angaayuk piyagiittugutta utilaagivugut khautit siluta sunanik naffaasi mammangaata phaavan siuyuni suullu khupakkimi uyaganniavini kiinauliugasoa galuarluta yaavitamaat apriliu lauttumi kinakkutuinnait suliakhakhati khasimaaliittavut nunagiyatsini apriliu lauttumi ammalu khautit sikhattaluta nunagiyatsini khanuppigalammangaata inuit apitsuutit sakhakhattamata nunagiyatsini Hanuk atuttau khattamanga takkununga kavamanut piyagittau mat taimaalak. Arlin apigiyu ilatsigiyagum mamanganik tavti angayuk piyuguyuguk katiman niulautuk nunagiyatsini piyuyumi nunakagatsi ammaluguk sivugavugut tamani suliakalagatta nainimi huveasu lakugut ammalu tanna tiyan ukagumavunga ippasak ununga 10 mile bay uyaganniya view khattalautumi ailaukugut tanna takuminattu suangulauttuk uyagak takuwiulaugakku unuttuni nunannu ai khattasimalikkunga ammalu tannago piuyut seavak nunak uyagak piuyut seavak tekwa uyagaittaikani takuwiallago matlagaluakkunga arlin apiginiarluni taimaimmat 10 mile bay mo ailaugatsi asinginnut uyaganniya viuyunut suullu ikhiamut ammalu tasiyuitsuamut ailaagivisi tiankiuyuk angilluni gumagaluattuit suliakhagumagaluagatta arlin ukhayuk nakummiigumavatsi iluunnasi tamaungakhaugatsi suliakhaffitinnut taatsuminga khautitsi lusi ullumi khauisautimik nakummiyuk piuyuvutamaaniya mik nunagiyatsini utilaagivugut yaarikhaiyumi tamani nakummiyutiniallutik.